Welcome back. It's been a second.
It's been a couple of weeks.
We're officially one. Don't know if you guys knew that. We're like one in like a week, maybe, and or two.
We thought it's been 2 weeks. You know, since we had a birthday, we thought we deserved a break.
Yeah, plus, you know, it was Thanksgiving. That did play a role. Hope you guys enjoyed your week and time with your friends and your family, but it's back to it. So this week, we're going to talk about timing. The big, scary reality
of timing.
How it can be good, how it can be bad, how it might be complete bullshit.
Yeah.
Grab your drink, grab your snack, get comfortable,
and let's get into it. So, timing, the bitch that it is.
It's all a mindset, people.
So, in true co-signed fashion, we're going to cover every side of this one.
Everything.
Okay, so part one's going to be about the bullshit. So, one can't truly love until he learns to love himself. You may have heard this phrase or some form of it at least once before. And while it is a statement that bears all truth, there is another factor that can obliterate the already tainted reputation of love. Timing. Timing is something that none of us can seem to get quite right when it comes to relationships. We meet the person of our dreams the month before they leave to go study abroad. We form an incredibly close friendship with an attractive person who's already taken. One relationship ends because our partner isn't ready to get serious, and another ends because they're getting serious too soon. It would be perfect, we moan to our friends, if only this were 5 years from now, 8 years ago, or some indistinct time in the future where all our problems would take care of themselves. Timing seems to be the invariable third party in all of our relationships. We never stop to consider why we let timing play such a drastic role. So what happens when you're in the midst of your darkest days and the person of your dreams is welcomed into your reality? Can the one person you've been looking for really make the pivotal impact you've been waiting for, even if your attention is consumed by something else? The answer is yes. The truth is, there is never a perfect or ideal time to initiate a relationship. Waiting for one person to be completely content in mind, body, and heart all at the same time is useless. Expecting these conditions from two people at the same time is even more absurd. A person who has never been in a healthy and content mindset will not be able to attain one from a relationship. In other words, if someone has never truly been happy with themselves, their first true glimpse of happiness must come from within. Anyone who is dependent on their partner for their happiness will ultimately be miserable and will never have a truly satisfying relationship, which we've talked about a lot.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So, however, if you know how to be perfectly happy on your own, you can be happy with someone else. Even when life decides to trip you up, deep down, you're always going to know that you'll be okay. And having that mindset cannot stand in between a relationship because your happiness isn't dependent on your partner, but is shared.
Right.
This is where the false accusation of timing comes into the picture. Many say that if they're going through a stressful circumstance in their life, they can't commit to someone else. And that makes perfect sense. Fair enough, right? You should never put someone else's happiness above your own. And as Mama always said, Mama, you have to make sure your room is clean before you can go play in someone else's.
So when people acknowledge bad timing, the mistake they're making is oversimplifying their relationship. Having a partner to share your experiences with isn't a job and should not be a daunting task. A relationship should be two people sharing their lives as partners, experiencing it as friends, and enjoying it as lovers. Any protocol, any standard relationship etiquette, anything that comes from the outside of that relationship should immediately be disregarded. So with that being said, if you're at a low point in your life but have someone that under better circumstances would be your significant other, they can still be in your life. If they care for you and you are in fact right for each other, the relationship mumbo jumbo can just be put on hold. They will understand your inability to commit at that specific point, but they will still be there for you. The timing in the situation is bad in the sense that you're not completely content with yourself at that given moment. That doesn't mean that timing has to put a strain on your relationship. If your partner cares for you and your well-being, they'll give you the time and space you need to recover. Unless, of course, you make the mistake of pushing them away. Raise your hand if you've done that. Guilty! In this case, though, it wasn't timing that did you wrong, but instead the way you handled your distressing circumstances and the current situation. Another mistake people make when claiming that the timing is all wrong is putting the wrong offender to blame. They put the emphasis on the wrong words, right? Is this timing wrong because you're not ready to commit to them, or are you not ready to commit to them? It's very possible that your inability to enter a relationship is not because of where you are in your life, but rather who you are with. You have to be 10,000% honest with yourself. If anything makes you hesitate, that's called doubt. When the right person comes into your life, you're just supposed to know, right? That's what they say anyway. Which leads us to the next mistake people make. What if you just don't know?
So a relationship expert says there is only one instance where timing qualifies as a legitimate excuse. Stress in your life and doubts are separate factors that corrupt your relationships, but they do not hide under the signature of time. So what is it that does? This expert says the only exception to this rule is age. So before you jump to your favorite defense saying age is just a number, know that you're partially right. Whether you're 26 or 38, the number doesn't define you. What does define you is the age that you act. As in, whether you act like you're 26 or 38 does define you. The age you act determines your maturity. A part of growing up is knowing what and who you want. If the girl who can potentially be the girl of your dreams comes into your life and you're too young to understand, you're going to let her pass by you because you just don't know any better. You're going to let her pass by because the timing is wrong. In these cases, timing is definitely to blame. But the irony is that you won't even realize it until later. When the timing really is the reason you couldn't be with the person you care for, it hits you a few years down the road when you think, why did I let them go? Why was I so stupid?
We call those the one that got away.
Right. So next time you blame timing as the culprit for your failed or lack of relationships, consider the other factors first. Most of the time, it's not the timing that's to blame. It's just you, unfortunately.
Lady. Buddy.
Consider your partner if you're on the other side of this fence as well. If your girlfriend or boyfriend left you because they said the timing was wrong, it could very well mean that either you were not right for them or they simply didn't know how to deal with matters in their own lives and consequently didn't know how to deal with you either. When dealing with potential or existing relationships, there are many things that will be working against you. If you can isolate the problem, timing is most likely not one of them.
Nope.
So we're going to go into some reasons why timing can be complete bullshit sometimes. So if there's one thing that I hate.
What is it?
It's when people blame a misconnection or relationship gone wrong on bad timing. There are a lot of legit reasons to not want to enter the crazy dating world, whether you need a break, you've been hurt, or you need, like me, some more Netflix time. Okay. But focusing on timing just is not one of them. And here's why experts say bad timing is just an excuse and has zero merit.
Number one, you're trying to control love. Triggered. Guess what? Love doesn't want to be controlled, guys. Not at all. Not by you, not by anyone. It happens when it wants to happen. If you claim you cannot date this person because of bad timing, then you don't really deserve that love with them in the first place.
Ooh. Number two, you're hiding behind this excuse. You make up a million excuses for why you absolutely must stay single. None of them make any sense.
Nope.
And especially not when you blame timing. Why do you think claiming it's not the right time for you is a valid point? What are you really so afraid of?
Number three, your life is a work in progress. If you're waiting for your life to magically become perfect so you can fall in love, you'll be waiting forever and ever
and ever.
You'll never be amazing at everything, and life is always changing. Just because you got fired, are making a major career shift, or moving, doesn't mean you shouldn't accept the fact that you've met an amazing person.
All right, number four. You might not actually feel anything. Sometimes you focus on how it's not the right time to explore a connection because you don't actually like the person.
Ooh.
It goes both ways. Guys and girls both do this, and it sucks to be on the receiving end of it. Be honest about how you feel and quit giving blanket excuses.
Number 5, nothing stays the same. Just because you are going through a rough time right now doesn't mean that things will always be this shitty. In fact, they're guaranteed to get better because that's just how life works. So take a chance on love despite your circumstances.
Number 6. You could seriously miss out. What if this person is really the one and you totally blew them off for no reason at all? It's hard enough to date these days, and it's even harder to find someone you actually care about. Why would you let them go without even trying?
Number 7, saying yes could brighten up a dark time. Your life might not be exactly where you want it to be right now, but that does not mean you can't go out and meet new people. If nothing else, it gives you something to look forward to and get excited about. Sometimes a new romantic prospect is just what you need when the timing seems off.
True that. Number 8, you should never be a cliche. And that's all I'm going to say about it.
Enough said.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, it's typically always a good time. When you think about it, if you meet someone awesome, that means it's good timing, not bad. Isn't it hard enough to meet people these days as it is? Isn't this what we're all waiting for, is to meet awesome, cool, wonderful people?
Right. And number 10, last but not least, it's just plain weird, all right? Weirdo. If you use this excuse once, okay. But if you keep using it, it's kind of weird. It'll just confuse everyone who loves and cares about you, because if you're claiming that you want love, but keep putting it out there that it's always the wrong time, do you really even mean what you're saying?
No.
Probably not.
And I know a few people.
So I was thinking about this
because
my opinion was a little different when I started researching. And just, I loved this because I was like, you know what? That's some real shit.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm being honest, I'm guilty of blaming bad timing when something hasn't worked out with someone or something that, in a way, I thought that it should have.
Right.
But I also believe deep down that someone can't be your soulmate and it be bad timing. But hear me out.
Right.
Okay?
No, I agree.
I'm saying this because doesn't that kind of negate what a soulmate is?
Yeah.
If someone is truly your soulmate, I don't believe the timing can ever be bad, just like we had just read.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, a soulmate is everything you've wanted, and maybe even some things you didn't realize you wanted, and it always comes at the perfect, most unpredictable time. Now, I do know there are instances when great relationships fall apart, okay? And the people somehow come back together later in life and everything works out at a, quote, better time.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think that necessarily means the timing was wrong the first time. And what I mean by that is sometimes I think we just need our own time by ourselves to grow and experience life, to realize what we really want and who we really want. And honestly, some people just get really freaking lucky to get a second chance with someone.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen a lot.
Oh, no.
Okay? This is not what fairy tales are made of.
Yeah.
And I also believe that people who experience this are, what do we say?
The exception.
The exception to the rule.
Those are exceptions.
So to me, in these situations, it comes down to what we said earlier. Some people don't know what they have until they're forced to look back and experience their current life without that person.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're being real with ourselves, it's really not perfect timing and love that keep people together. It's actions and choices driven by love. It's the willingness to sacrifice, to compromise, communicate, live with conflict, and being willing to grow with your partner. So to me, you either want to be with someone or you don't. The timing doesn't matter. And to me, it's just really that simple.
I don't have anything else to add. No, I completely agree. And I'm guilty of it too. I have blamed timing. Oh, well, if I would have just done this 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they were more like this or whatever the case be. Oh, it would be perfect. No, they're not for me.
Right.
And I have to move on.
Yeah.
Because just like you said, if this person is who you are supposed to be with, all of it would fall into place.
Right.
It shouldn't be difficult. It shouldn't be hard. So,
and I was thinking about a specific person in my mind from my childhood or youth, not childhood, but one of my best guy friends in the whole world through high school, after high school. I mean, we were just really great friends, and I had feelings for him and really wanted to date him at one point. And he was not in a space to date.
Yeah.
Even though we liked each other, like it was mutual. So we stayed really close friends. And friends with benefits situation. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then later down the road, I was in a different space in my life and he wanted to date.
Mm.
And I just couldn't date him at that time. We were both single all the times that this happened, but it just was not
Never worked
a
out.
Good time. And, you know, to this day, I have no idea where he is.
Mm.
He has no social media. The last time I ever saw him was the last time we ever spoke. And I always think about him because I used to always look back and wonder why, like, it couldn't work. Because mm-hmm. the chemistry was insane.
Yeah.
And he was freaking beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. But no, and now that I'm older, I look back at that and I think about, I'm not going to share why the timing was bad because it's a little personal for both of us. But when I look back at that, I realize that we just weren't meant to work out that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and sometimes that's all there is to it.
Yeah.
I had someone that I was really into. I was hanging out. Actually, I mean, we started really hanging out a few months before I moved across the country
yeah.
and went to school. To me, that's what caused the issue of not being able to really be with this person. There was no point in starting something just to hurt us both.
Right.
So sometimes it's that. Sometimes it's age, like we talked mm-hmm. about. I think of all the times that, you know, the people I've liked in the past and tried to be with or was with, and we were just young.
Mm-hmm. And I love and how stupid. They broke it down. You know, we're not talking ages and number. We're talking about ages and mental.
Right.
Mental age.
Because a female can be 30 and have the maturity level of 35.
40.
40, yeah. whatever. A man can be 30 and have the mental maturity of an 18-year-old. Mm-hmm. Or vice versa. I mean, there are women who are mentally immature.
Yeah.
It's not just men. But it is a scientific fact that women mature faster. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
But evaluate your situations, people. And if you're someone who is constantly saying, it's the timing's off, the timing's off. Or, oh, if it was just this way or that way. That's all we're saying.
Yeah.
This episode's for you.
This episode's for all of us.
We're back. Okay, so even though we've covered all the reasons why bad timing can be complete BS in part one, we also understand that there is a small percentage of times that bad timing can be a real thing for certain couples. So we're going to stay true to form and cover both sides. Even if you love your partner and have a great relationship, if you meet at the wrong time, you might experience several ongoing issues that when you look at all of it from an outside perspective, can indicate you're not on the same page. This might include disputes over how to spend your time, what your goals are for the future, and how you can make it all work. While no relationship is easy, if you constantly face these challenges, it may be worth it to take a closer look. You have to be honest with yourself and the situation, so ask yourself, can we grow together as a couple? Do we have a future together? Do they make me happy more often than they make me upset? You have to be the one to assess and navigate the readiness of the relationship if you see it going in a negative direction. It's possible that the relationship could work out, but only if you both decide to give each other room to grow while also committing to keeping things healthy. But you may also need to take a step back, focus on yourself for a while, and be open to whatever happens in the future. And before I go further, that reminds me of a video I saw just a few days ago of Iman Schumpert talking about his favorite thing about him and Tiana's relationship or marriage is that they give each other room and the space to grow.
Yeah.
They wake up in the morning together, they say goodbye, they go and do their individual things, handle their business for the day, and come home and have something to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's special.
Yeah, I love that.
So here are 9 signs you may have truly met your partner at the wrong time, according to experts.
So 1, you have big arguments early on. If you only just met and are already fighting constantly, bad timing might be to blame, as well as lack of shared goals. You may find that you get annoyed with each other easily and turn small arguments into big blow-ups, or that no matter how hard you try, you just cannot see eye to eye. To sort it all out, it can help to give each other space. If the relationship is meant to be and you're otherwise compatible, there's a chance it'll all work out in the future once you've figured out what you both want. But I think this is a big red flag, because if you think about the beginning of a relationship, at least the first 3 to 6 months.
Honeymoon phase.
I mean, who argues the first few? You're obsessed with each other.
Right.
You know, you're learning and figuring each other out.
It's exciting.
So if you're already fighting with someone and you just met them like a month ago, that's not normal and that's a red flag.
Right. That's somebody.
Yeah.
One of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, your plans quickly fizzle out. If you two met at the wrong time, you may be excited enough to make grand plans for the future, but don't quite have the substance to actually follow through. Early signs are when people overpromise, overcommit, and underdeliver. Timing is usually a big issue. If you're not in the right place to actually reach your goals as a couple, possibly due to your jobs, financial situation, the distance between you, etc., it might feel like it's a constant uphill battle.
Number three, you're constantly weighing other options. Perhaps you're so young when you meet that you're not ready to settle down yet, and as a result, you're constantly wondering, what if? You notice your eyes looking at other possible partners, or maybe you feel more focused on certain life choices that might make you less available to them, like job opportunities that they just can't be a part of. If it seems like the relationship is preventing you from reaching certain goals, listen to your gut. It's okay to be honest about that and just focus on yourself.
Right. I do think, though, if you're someone who's constantly wondering what if, you shouldn't be dating anyway.
Right.
You should just be someone who just
explores
and is out there. Mm-hmm. Don't commit to anybody. That's not fair. Number four, your energy levels don't match up. If you two are not on the same wavelength, you'll likely approach the relationship with very different amounts of energy. And as a result, you might argue about how to structure your life, how to spend your time, or how much you're willing to change for each other. It can all be a sign that the timing is off and that you want different things.
Number five, you're both going through big changes. It's always possible to go to school and have a relationship or care about a job while in a relationship. But if your life is unpredictable and you're still figuring out who you are, it can make dating difficult. Maybe one of you just recently got a new job that requires a lot of traveling, while the other just graduated with their master's and is drowning in debt and student loans. You may be rushing into something with a person who is just not on the same page as you. And of course, you can support each other and make compromises, but sometimes big differences like these mean a relationship just doesn't work out.
Yeah. Number six, you have different ideas of a good time. It's fine if you don't share all the same hobbies and interests, but if your lifestyles are drastically different, consider this a red flag. Does your partner want to go to the bar or club every single night while you would rather stay in and watch a movie or Netflix? Even if you both are compatible in so many ways, being at different phases in your life can create major conflict in the relationship. If your relationship is otherwise great, you may be able to strike a compromise and support each other's lifestyles. But if the differences are starting to cause bigger problems, you may want to take a step back and think about what you really want. Your man, or you, he shouldn't be at the strip club every single night and at a bar getting drunk until 6 a.m.,
right.
Sleeping until 2 o'clock and waking up and doing it all over again. When does he have time for you? He making time for everybody else. He's not making time for you. And vice versa.
All right, number seven. They still talk about their ex. Red flag.
Or two.
Okay.
Either talk about or two. Their ex.
Oh, that's nice.
That one too.
Love that. So while it's fine to talk about an ex, sometimes people are a little too heartbroken to move forward with a new relationship. So if your partner seems hung up on an ex, this is a clear sign they need more time to grieve and heal from that relationship. You can give them time and space to sort it out if you want, but it may be healthier for you to be with someone who's emotionally ready to date if that's the point you're at in your own life.
Right. And if someone is talking about their ex, that ain't got nothing to do with their ex.
Right.
Don't be mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they talk about me. I don't want them no more. I don't know them. I don't have exes. I have examples.
Of what not to do
again. Of what not to do again. I love that. Number eight. You don't talk about the future. If there is a lot of chemistry and connection, but deep down one or both of you know that the timing might be off, there can be a tendency to avoid talking about real plans for the future. When you are on the same path and have the same life goals, these topics usually come up within a month or so of dating. If it's been a few months and yet you still have no idea what the future might hold for you two, you can bring it up to your partner. But if they are not willing to talk about anything concrete, trust your gut and make sure you focus on what is best for you.
And then number nine, this is a big one. your partner is hot and cold. While you may really enjoy each other's company, if it seems like your partner is unpredictable in terms of their interest levels in you, don't let it slide. If they seem all in one minute and then cold and indifferent the next, it could be a sign that they are not ready to really be there for another person. There are several reasons why they might not be ready, but it's more important to focus on what you need to be happy. This kind of on-again, off-again relationship can be confusing and painful for both partners. And if this is happening, it's best to work toward consistency or just move on completely. You may find that things work themselves out and that your paths cross again in the future. But if not, there was likely a larger issue going on, such as a lack of compatibility that no amount of good timing can fix.
Mm.
Honey.
Shot to the heart and you're to blame. You give love a bad name.
So what do you do after the relationship ends? Ending a relationship is never easy. But when you have to put an end to a good relationship because of bad timing, it's even worse. Most of us have experienced some pretty devastating heartbreaks in our lives at some point. A lot of the time, it's because you fought a lot, were bad for each other, your personalities clashed, or your ex was just a horrible person that treated you badly. But another category of breakups has presented itself as a whole different ballgame, a new, more challenging personal hurdle. It really sucks when you have to put an end to a good relationship because of bad timing. And sometimes we find ourselves entering relationships with people who blow our minds, but they are moving abroad in the near future, or they just came out of a relationship, or any number of reasons why continuing a relationship with them just isn't in the cards. Often we have good relationships with tons of chemistry, but it just has bad timing. It's out of your control, depending on your perspective.
Some people believe that timing is everything in a relationship, and other people see bad timing as just an excuse to end a good relationship. Others believe that timing is never bad, that if the person is right for you, you make the timing work for you. If you thought the chemistry was there and the attraction was at full tilt, you probably didn't make that up. If it doesn't manifest into anything more and you're super confused by that, it's probably because the timing was just bad. If you feel a lot of hesitation from a person, his or her light is set to yellow. If someone tells you no, even if it's not necessarily a hard no, his or her light is red. The cool thing is, though, a red light or yellow light doesn't always mean stop or yield forever. Now, this only goes for timing. Any other time, take
no means no.
No means no, yeah. Okay?
Don't read too much into that, people.
Right. So if you really like someone and are willing to wait it out, it can happen sometime in the future. And if it's meant to be, it will. So part of the trick is to come to terms with the fact that the timing was off or is off and that the relationship didn't fail. It simply just didn't work out.
And another perspective on this whole bad timing thing is that people who end relationships because of bad timing are using it as an excuse. Some hate the idea of bad timing because they believe that people are hiding behind the excuse, that things change, that our lives are works in progress, and it's actually always a good time if you're really interested in being with someone. Timing's a bitch. Okay, yeah, we get it. But it's only a bitch if we let it be. Here's the simple truth that some experts think we all need to face, that people we meet at the wrong time are actually just the wrong people.
Ouch.
You never meet the right people at the wrong time because the right people are timeless.
Mm.
This perspective is probably the best one to take home, but also the hardest pill to swallow. This point is totally valid if you think about it. If your good relationship is truly coming to an end because of bad timing, you may just not like each other enough to take the chance or to take the risk. And that's upsetting and that's hurtful, yeah. It's easier to accept that your relationship has run its course and reached a natural conclusion.
We're gonna go into moving on from a bad timing situation. It's not always easy. And we know the whole reason that you're still listening is probably because you relate to something in this episode and want to find out what can be done to fix it. Getting rid of a toxic person in your life and ending a bad relationship is one thing. It can actually be rather traumatic. But ending a good relationship because of bad timing is a whole new brand of heartbreak. You have no bad feelings towards your partner. There's no anger to motivate you to forget about them. It just wasn't right. And it hurts. So here's some advice on how to move on from a relationship.
First, cut contact, at least for a while. Many people hang on to the idea of friendship with an ex as a way to keep the possibility of a relationship alive because the idea of completely letting go seems to be too overwhelming. But being friends can't happen in a genuine way until you have healed through most, if not all, of your pain.
which takes time. It is not an overnight thing. Being your own best friend is what is most important during a difficult breakup. Protecting yourself with healthy boundaries is an essential part of good self-care. Politely letting your ex know you need your space and would rather not be in contact for a certain period of time is okay. And side note, if you really care about them, don't ghost them.
And next, let go of the fantasy that you've constructed in your mind about your partner. Stop saying, if only X, Y, and Z was different, we'd have been perfect together. And things to that effect. Most people don't want back the relationship they actually had. What they mourn for is the relationship they thought they could have had if things had just been different. But the truth is, that relationship never existed. Letting go of a dream can be painful, but a good strategy for getting past these moments is to simply write down every painful thing you can remember happening during the relationship and read it over and over again to yourself while making the effort to vividly recall those memories until the painful feelings subside.
Right. And not only just mourning the relationship that it could have been, you're mourning the idea of the person in your head. Yeah. This perfect person when they might have been shitty in real life.
Mm-hmm.
The point of all of that we just said isn't to stay angry, but to remember the full truth of why the relationship ended. Because eventually, letting go of these events will be an important part of the forgiveness and healing process. But to let go of something you have to acknowledge and accept that it happened. And know that it's okay to still love them. Love and developing strong, meaningful, emotional connections is never wrong. And you should never regret your feelings. And it's important to remember you don't have to erase your emotions and pretend the relationship never happened or you never cared, even though you're completely cutting someone that meant the world to you out of your life. Part of maturity is recognizing that love by itself isn't always enough to make a relationship work. Many other factors and circumstances, such as timing, incompatible values, or the choices we make, play a significant role in whether a relationship can thrive or not. But moving on from a relationship that isn't working isn't always about ending the love that you feel. Sometimes, the only way to let go is to love someone enough to want the best for him or her, even if that means that's not you or that you can't be with them.
Mm, and I know that
that's painful.
So just to wrap it up, there's tons of forms of love, right? And it has the capacity to shift, evolve, and change over time, as we naturally do as people. So let the romantic love you felt evolve into a different type of love that encompasses caring and compassion for a person who had an important place in your life, and this will help with the healing process. And finally, like we always say, love yourself. Ultimately, moving on from a relationship that wasn't working is about loving yourself. And for some people, this really is the hardest part.
Yeah.
Believing that you deserve to be in a loving relationship with someone who shares your values and treats you well requires that you view yourself in a positive light. In hindsight, you may feel that there are things you could have done differently, but it is impossible to know what could have been. Blaming yourself in a self-reproaching way is a waste of energy that only brings out negative emotions and delays the healing process. So instead, choose to turn the pain into gain. Every relationship, if we let it, can teach us something about ourselves and give us greater clarity about what we need to be happy.
All right, guys, that is all we have for you this week, and we hope you enjoyed it. We know talking about timing and things like this can sometimes be a little heavy, and we try our best not to be so blah about it.
Yeah.
We really do try to look at things from both sides and all angles and bring you the best information that's going to be as helpful to you as it is for us. But since we've been talking about timing, you know what's never a bad time to do?
What?
Rate us on Apple. It's been a second since we've asked you to do this, but it would mean the world to us if you went to the link in our Instagram bio. You can find us at co.signpodcast. Click the link and click the tab that says rate and review on Apple. Leave us 5 stars, nothing less, hopefully. And leave us a little comment. Let us know your favorite episode or what you've enjoyed listening or just anything that you feel about our podcast. It's free. It costs you nothing. Takes maybe 5 minutes. And it makes our day.
Yes.
And while you're going to our Instagram to click that link, hit that follow button that's right next to it.
Woo!
Or right below it. And as always, you already know what's up. It's been 2 weeks, but we gotta do it. It's every single Tuesday.
Every single.
Just about. Unless we on a break. But every single Tuesday, y'all, your two favorite girls, we gonna be here. We'll see you next week. Bye. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh.